Yeah, the Mishnah starts off, Hakil chayov and beriyah. Everybody has a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs riyah, to be seen. So Rashi learns it means be mitzvahs riyahs kol sechurcha. She'etzrichim lehisroyes bi'azorah beregel. That there's a mitzvah, the pasuk says, sholosh poem, three times a year, you have to go oil a regel. You have to be seen in the azorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's this mitzvahs riyah. Tosfos adds on to it doesn't only mean to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, but also as a chiyuv to bring a korban. To the korban, we're also talking about. So when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk also says, "V'lo yiroh ponai reikom." You can't be there empty. When you go there, you have to bring a korban. There's a korban olas riyah to be brought, and a korban chagiga. A pasha olas riyah, that's the korban ola you have to bring when you go ola regular and you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah means both things. That akol chayavim b'riyah. Everybody has a chiyuv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash on the regolim, on the regal, and to bring a korban olas riyah also. Chutz excluding mecheres shayta v'katan. A cheres, we'll soon see what that means, he's deaf or dumb. Shayta, also shayta v'katan. He's under bar mitzvah. The potter, so Rashi learns, chutz mecheres shayta v'katan, telav b'nei deya ninu, uptur mitzvahs. This is a general cloud, they're potter in all the mitzvahs. By mitzvah, the Torah, you have to have das. Torah is mechayev a bar das to do mitzvahs. A katan or a shaita doesn't have enough das, enough understanding, he's potter from mitzvahs. V'tumtim v'yadrugnis v'noshim. The main thing is that noshim are potter also from this mitzvah. Because the pasuk says, kol zechurcha. Only a zochor, a male, has the chiyuv to go oil regal. The noshim are potter. So therefore, u'adin a tumtim v'yadrugnis are also potter. A tumtim is a suffix. Maybe he's a man, maybe he's a lady. Means that the mokum erva is covered up. We don't know what's there. For yandrugnis means he has both simonim. He has simonim of the zohar and of the nekeva. For the kids that are not avad by zohar, they're a suffix maybe in the nekeva. Therefore, they're also potter from this mitzvah. And the Gemara will dash in this from sukim. How do we know that potter? Now, the avodim sheinim shechrorim. Who are then you have an eved kanani that's not freed? So Nevet Kenani also has a loch like an isha. He's mechuyev in all mitzvahs like an isha is mechuyev in. And since the pasuk says kol sechurcha that an isha is potter from this mitzvahs, or the regal, who are then Nevet Kenani was also potter. Kol's money wasn't freed. But when it becomes meshuchar, then he's a regular Yisrael, and he has a chiyuv like anybody else to go oil the regal on the gimel regalim. Now hachiger, somebody that's lame, v'hasum, or somebody that's blind, v'hachoyle, somebody that's sick, poshti sick, he can't go out of the regal, v'hazokin, an older person that can't walk, it's hard for him to walk, omi sheinu yochol lalas baraglav, or else tam, somebody that can't walk, he can't walk with his feet. All these people are also potter to go out of the regal. So Rashi says, ha'achigor v'hasuma, kula yalav mikroi b'gmur, all these people, the gmur with Hashem sukin that the potter. Or mishen yochol alas baraglov mi Yerushalayim liazara. It means a person can't walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara Meforish, the Gemara will explain how do we know this? That if he can't walk that far, you're potter. Now, a zel katan. Who is called a katan that's potter? In other words, usually a katan, even though he's potter midiraisa, but there's a mitzvah chinuch, like Rashi says. Ezel Kotten, Avo Mikan Vielach, once he reaches this age, like we'll soon see, Afa Pi Shein Achayiv Minatoro, even though Midiraisa is Alar B'nei Deyaninu, a Kotten is Potem in a Mitzvahs, that Hatilo Chachomim Alovav Yalimai. Rashi's Meduik here, Rashi Shitter is, that the Mitzvahs Chinach, Lechanchoi B'mitzvahs, it's not a Chiv upon the Tinach, the kid himself, but the Chiv Chinach is upon the parents. The father and the mother has a chiyuv midrabbanan to be mechanech their kids. So once a kid becomes at this age, we'll soon see, there's a chiyuv for the father to bring him to go oil regal. Now, a zel katan, who's called the katan that the Mishnah says he's potter? Called sheini yochol lirkov aksef of shalaviv. That he can't even ride on the shoulders of his fathers. On his father. V'lalos mirushalayim larabayis. And to go up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai Shita. That once he's old enough that he can take a ride on his father's shoulders from being in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, at that age already, there's a chiyuv chinuch upon the father to take his kid up with him to the Beis HaMikdash when he goes on the regal. Ubeithil Lamer Basil says no, a big ishir. That Kol Shena Yochol Echaz Biyodah Shel Aviv Velalas Mirushalayim Laharabayis. It has to be old enough, the kid, that the kid himself could walk. True, he doesn't walk himself. You hold his hand like you show him the way. But it's not enough just that you give him a ride on your shoulders. It has to be that he's old enough that he could walk already. From wherever you are in Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, if the kid is old enough to walk up to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a mitzvah chinuch upon the father to take him there when he goes. Shenema, the pasuk says, Shalosh Regolim. Says Lashon of Regolim, so Rashi says it means, Haroyo Lalas Baraglov. Somebody that could walk up with his feet. Chayav HaKosif. Now, V'chivon, the God of Potem in HaTorah. Now, Rashi is explaining a kid, the reason why he's potter to go out of the regal, even though, let's say, he's 6 years old already, that for other mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah chinuch, the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his kid, but here, if the kid can't walk yet, if he's not old enough to walk so far from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, he's potter. Why? So Rashi explains, because for even the gadol potter in HaTorah, even a gadol, an older person, if the person can't walk to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, he's also potter. I was the Pshat in the Mishnah before, that Mishen Yochol Lalas Baraglov, somebody that can't walk with his feet. And when Medayik from the Pasuk, it says Shalosh Regolim, three times, but it says a Lashon of Reg, it doesn't say Shalosh Pomin, it says Shalosh Regolim. Regolim is Mashmi, you have to be able to use your feet. So it has to be somebody that could walk up to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore Rashi explains, even a Gadol, if he can't walk up, he's potter from the mitzvah. So therefore a Kotin, Lav Bachinuchu, there's no mitzvah chinuch to mechanech the kid to go to other regal. If the kid himself can't walk, like he's not better than a gadol. Just like a gadol that can't walk has no mitzvah to go up. So a katan now that can't walk, also there's no mitzvah chinuch. Like he can't be better than a gadol. So even though he's a bar chinuch age-wise, but since l'maisa this kid can't walk, he has no chiyah to be other regal. Right, now the Mishnah talks about the two karbonos that every Jew has a chiyah to bring on the regolim, on a regal. The oilas riyah that you have to bring, shtei kesef. The least amount of money you spend for it is at least two kesef. Two more you have to spend. V'achagiga, that there's also a mitzvah to bring a korban shlomim. Achagigas, shalmei chagiga, that's more kesef. V'shalmei says you're allowed to spend less money on the shlomim than on the korban oila. The korban oila's riyah has to be worth at least two kesef, and the chagiga is enough to be worth one kesef. Beis Hillel says the opposite way, that a riyah more kesef. A riyah has to be worth at least one more, has to be worth. V'yachagiga shtei kesef. The chagiga, which is a korban shlomim, which both you eat from the meat, and the mizbeach gets from it. There's a part of gevoya, there's the emurim that goes, that's burnt on the mizbeach. And there's the rest of the meat that the bialim eats. So since both you eat from it, it has to be worth at least two kesef. Rashi says, Beisham yemem mariya shtei kesef. Godol haboli rois, a godol that comes to go to oila regal, is sarach lahavi oila. He has to bring korban oila with him. V'yena pechusa mishtei kosef. It can't be worth less than two kesef. Shtei moyes kesef. Shein shlish dinner, which is a third of a dinner. Shenem, because the pasuk says v'lo yiro pona rekam. You can't be seen in the azara empty. You have to come with the korban. Now v'yala v'gemara shetzarach lahavi oila. That means when you go to the early regal, you have to bring a korban early with you also. Now, afa pishta nitno by Torah shear, even though midiraisa there's no shear, even if it's one penny, you can buy an animal for one penny, you can be out to the mitzvah's early. But chachomim nitno shear, the chom gave a shear, that according to Beishami, it has to be worth at least two kesef, and according to Beis Hillel, it's enough to be worth one kesef. Via chagiga, Rashi says, that means shal me chagiga. The shlomim you have to bring chayavim ayichidim lavi beregel. Every yochid has a chiyah to bring a korban shlomim in the regel. The afina la bishloi pirk, we'll learn about it at the end of the perik. The chagoysem oisa chag lashem. The chiyah chag lashem. So one dig in Rashi is, Rashi says, who has to bring a korban? Rashi starts off saying, godol haboli rois. When a godol goes to the other regel, the godol has to bring a korban. Mashmur, we have a cotton to be on the regal, he's potter for making a korban. That's Rashi Shita. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns that even when a cotton, Tosis says, as they'll cotton, Tosis says, Mishum v'hola hevi lehigui l'chinuch. Oma d'rabbonon hu d'mechuyiv, v'tzorach lovi korbanoisav nedava. Tosis learns that a cotton, that's the gui l'chinuch, means he's able to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash, so the mitzvah's chinuch upon the father, or Tosis Shita could even be the chinuch is upon the kid himself, with the rabbanon, the kid has to go oil regal. And when he goes, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban also. Just he's not mechuyim with the rice, so I could bring chum lazara. The teret is he brings in the dava, but there is a present he can bring it. There's a kash, you don't bring the dava on Yom Tov. That Tosfos talks about you bringing the chol hamoed. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Beyam. If you can bring the davis on Yom Tov or not. So the man the yomad, he can't bring in the dava on Yom Tov. It means the cotton brings his korban chol hamoed. But Tais learns a cotton brings a korban, and Rashi's mashma, a cotton does not have to bring a korban. Only the gadol has to bring the korban. Now the Gemara says, Hakel lasu yemai. And the Mishnah says, Hakel chayav Maria, what's the chiddush? What do you mean, everybody? Hakel lasu yemai. So the Gemara says, Lasuya misha chetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorvin. That an eved that's half free, since half of him is free, the half that's free as dilaka ben chorvin, he has a chiyah to be early regal. Even though the other half is potter, but I call upon him this half that's free, he also has to be early regal. For the Gemara, or the Ravina, though, according to Ravina Shita, we'll see it says later in the Gemara, the Yomar, Misha Chetziv Eved, the Chetziv Ben Chorin, Potter Minaria. Ravina Shita is no. Even this person, though it was first, he was an Eved Kenani, bought by two Jews. Two Jews owned the Matera Shutvis. And now one Jew freed his Chalik. So now the Eved is called the Chetziv Ben Chorin. Half of him is free. Even though half is free, Ravina still holds, he's Potter to be other regal. Well, the regal you have to be a Gansa, a complete Ben Chorin. We'll see in the Gemara of Dalad why. But the kasha now is according to Ravina Shita, the Yoma Mishachetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chorin is Potem in Aria. If so, Hakel Asu Yemai, what does the Mishnah mean to include by said Lashon of Hakel, everybody is Chayiv in Riyah, what's the Chiddush of everybody? So Gemara says, Lasu Yechigur, the Yem Rishon, in a case where a person was lame the first day. He couldn't walk the first day. Then is Pashet B'yem Sheni, but the second day Cholam Moed already became well, he's able to walk. So the chiddush is now he has to go out of the regal. Don't say since the first day he couldn't go, he does his potter. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No. Hakel chayavim bria. Even though on the first day you were lame, you had a ptur, but the second day when you become well and healthy, now you have a chiyuv to go out of the regal. So Gemara again says that's not true. Honi chalaman diyama kulin tashlumim zelazer. That we know there's halacha that is carbon oil is ria. True, you're supposed to bring it the first day when you come on Yom Tov. But if you don't bring it the first day, every day of Yom Tov has a teshlumin. If you don't bring it the first day, bring it the second day. You didn't bring it the second day, bring it the third day. Every day of Yom Tov has a teshlumin to it. But the machlekes, what's the teshlumin? So hanich leman diyama kulen teshlumin zelazeh. Each day like has its own chiyuv to bring the carbon. If you didn't bring it the first day, okay, you missed the first day. Now comes the second day. The second day is like a new chiyuv. If you didn't bring it the first day, you have a right to bring it the second day. See, this person, even though he was lame the first day, but the Maisa the second day, now he's well, he has the chiyuv to bring it today. It's very good. Why the Mishnah Shemina Akel, he has the chiyuv to bring it. But the kasher is, El Laman Diyama, but according to the Man Diyama, that says, Kulon, Tashlumim Derishain, that they're all Tashlumim making up for the first day. In other words, what the Ika chiyuv to bring the korban is the first day. And if you miss the first day, we'll let you make up for the second day. Not that the second day is like a new chiyuv, but the second day you make enough for the chiyuv you had on the first day. But only people that had a chiyuv the first day could bring it the rest of the days of Yom Tov. But somebody like here that was lame the first day, look who he was potter for bringing a korban the first day, he should be potter the rest of the regal. There's no tashlum for him. El man di yoma, kulin, tashlumim derishon, or b'zei hakel asu yemai. If you learn this, tashlum derishon means the ikachiv is the first day. And somebody that's potter the first day, he's potter mikan labo. There's no more chiv to him to bring a korban oila. Because it's riyah. So therefore, a person that was lame on the first day, there's no tashlumim. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, akor chayavim? It can't mean to include such a person. So Gemara says, hakel lasu yemai, what does hakel come to include? Lasu yesuma biyachas menuf. Come say somebody's blind only in one eye. One eye he could see, one eye he can't. Udaloiki aitana, not like this tana, stakamachloikis. There's a tana that says yipotter, but our Mishnah argues, now Mishnah says no, akel chayav mriyam, only a suma with two eyes is potter. But a suma with one eye still has a chiyuv to be yellow regal. The Mishnah says, udaloiki aitana, our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya we learned, Yochanan ben Daboy Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, suma bi'achas mi'enof potter minariyah. he owes a sumo from one eye. If he's only blind in one eye, he's also potter for the mitzvah's riyah. There's no chiyuv him to go oil the regal. Why? Shenev Mother Pasuk says, Ye roya, you should be seen there. So we dashin ye roa kederech shaboliros. The same way you come to be seen, that's the way you should be seen. That means, kederech shaboliros, kach boliros. That ma liros, just like when you see, bishtayenov with your two eyes, af liros, when you should be seen also, it means bishtayenov, only a person that has two eyes, he has the chiyuv to be able to regal. But a person only sees with one eye, he's potter. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says, it says, Yiroa, 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 Ksiv. It says, Yiroa. V'karina and Yiroa means, Yira calls the Churchas Pnei Yodin. The Mashma She'odom Royas Ashchina. That the person himself has to see Hashem. Sees the Shechina. And Yiroa calls the Churchas, Yiroa calls the Churchas Pnei Yodin. Mashma She'odom Boli Roischa. Mashma that Hashem is coming to see you. So that's a double ocean, that you are coming to see Hashem, and it's also Mashma Hashem is coming to see you. So Ekish Hakosav Riyoscha L'Riyosoi, the way you see to the way Hashem sees. Kederach Sheboli Roscha, Kachu Boli Rois Mimcha, that Mal Li Roischa B'Shteinov, just like Hashem sees, like whatever it means Hashem sees. When Hashem sees, he's complete, he's a Sholem, he sees like with two eyes. Is Afkan Li Rois Min Adam B'Shteinov Shalodim. That's what a person has to be seen means with your two eyes. A person has to also be able to see with his two eyes. That's the way he dashens. That just like Hashem sees you completely, who adim, the person that has the mitzvah, the goyel regal, is only a person that has his two eyes that can see with two eyes. That's Reb Yehuda's drasha. And our Mishnah knows that Akil Chayav Maria means even a suma with one eye, he still has the chiyah to be able to regal. The boy is saying, another terrace is like this. The boy is saying, Milyerlem Kadiamra Mikora. I'll tell you, really, our Mishnah is like the first terrace we wanted to say. That Akoyal Asuya means the Mishnah, even Misha Chetiv Ever the Chetiv and Chorin. A Nevid Kenani that was owned by two Jews, two Shutfim, and one freed his Chelik. So now this Eved now is half free and half an Eved. Our Mishnah means to say, even that person, that Eved, has the Chiyah to be other regal. Ravina says later, we'll see in Dav Dalid, that Misha Chetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chorin is like a potter for the mitzvah's early regal. He does not have to go to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tovim. So Mar says, Lakasha, Kan Kemishna Rishoina, Kan Kemishna Chorina. So Machlokes, what the din of a Chatzi Eved Chatzev Ben Chorin is. There's a Mishna Rishoina that means first what the halacha was, and then they changed the mind and they gave it a new halacha. Well, what's the two mishnas? What's the two halachas? The Tanan, we learned like this. Misha chetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorin. If you have this person, this eved kenani, that's half freed and half not. In other words, two people owned him at the beginning, and one was meshacher, his half. So half of him is free, half is an eved. Halacha is, the Mishnah Rishonah held that Oyved es Rabbi Yom Echad, you have to split his time now. One day, true, he has to be an Eved. He has to work for the one master. V'yasatzma Yom Echad. And the other day, he's free. That's the way it works now. One day, he's free. One day, he's work. He's half Eved, half free. So you have to divide his time equally. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's Beis Hillel Shita. So Rashi learns, Mishnah Rishonah means, Koydim Shechosru Beis Hillel, Loiros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Before, we'll soon see, Beis Hillel was Chozer, retracted to hold like Beis Shammai. Now, say for the Mastis and the Tony, Chutz Min Avodim Shenem Shechororim, the Yukma Ravina, B'mishe Chetzev Eber Chetzev Ben Chorin, the Potter, Nishnis Koydim Shechosru Beis Hillel. That was learned before Beis Hillel was Chozer. But after we'll soon see Beis Hillel was Chozer and holds like Beis Shammai, Sheyesha Bezdin, Locha Vesadoin of the Shachroroi, that there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure that the master now frees this person completely. Since there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure the master frees him, it's considered like he's already freed. Therefore, he's chayiv to be in a regal. Or Mishnah Shenishnas Lazazim Koimai. So the first Mishnah that was learned, they didn't take it away. And that's pshat at the end of our Mishnah, that says, a Nevatakris Potter. But the beginning of the Mishnah is going through the Mishnah Achroin that holds that a person, like we'll soon see, that's a Chatziyev and Chatzi Ben Chorin, there's a special halacha that Bezdin goes down to force this master now to free him. Like we'll soon see. So the first Mishnah, like we learned so far, Beis Hillel holds that it's an equal deal. One day you work, and one day you're free. That's what Beis Hillel said. Omrulem Beis Shammai had a kashra on that. Omrulem Beis Shammai,